You know, the one thing that you can't do, you can't drop your love for art. There are a lot of artists around the world right now that would just love to become a part of your life and style. HighEndPottery.com. That's HighEndPottery.com. They're sponsoring this show. They sponsor my entire podcast. They're taking the time to recognize the art that we do every day, and it's time that we recognize their art. Elevate your experience with art. All high-end products are one-of-a-kind functional art pieces. I have been inside their studios. I've watched their art come to life. To find out more, visit HighEndPottery.com, HighEndPottery.com, and tell them that Arrow sent you, and the reason why is because they're going to take care of the shipping and handling. HighEndPottery.com. Hey, it's Arrow, and this is Play It Forward. A look at the unexpected changes endured by the entertainers, writers, camera people, and all others infected but not infected by the global invasion of the coronavirus. These are real people, real stories, the struggle to play it forward. Episode number 112. Anyone traveling upon this planet over the past 7 months has endured more changes than a two-week-old baby. Physically, we're all exhausted. Mentally, our minds continuously fight to keep our heads above common sense. The impact of COVID-19 and everything else in the headlines has ripped our habits from beneath our feet. Having to deal with the pressures of trying to get back to work, paying for food, keeping the roof over our head, and struggling to stay in love with our families has put millions of sidestepping Americans in a place of mental issues. The first step toward creating a new age of harmony is being truthful with yourself and those inside your circle of love. I was shocked to learn that one of the most sacred places on the planet for building and rebuilding, the Almighty Church, isn't keeping up with what is and isn't seen now as being faith-filled, and is there enough room for spiritual recovery? So the question is, what's next? Where can we go? Countless Hollywood A-listers, CEOs, and titans of the industry have learned how to connect to their subconscious to get what they truly want out of life with the help of master hypnotherapist Kimberly Friedmutter. Her book is titled Subconscious Power: Use Your Inner Mind to Create the Life That You've Always Wanted. She teaches us how to harness our subconscious and use our intuition to achieve our highest goals and deepest desires. Drawing on her religious training in hypnosis and neuro-linguistics programming, as well as her own incredible life.
Good morning. It's Kimberly Friedmutter, your next guest.
Well, what are you doing, Kimberly?
I am doing awesome. How are you doing?
Just sitting here listening to your voice, trying to figure out why you don't have a radio career or a television career going on here.
Well, I did. I did have on the Howard Stern station in Los Angeles. Thank you for noticing.
See, there you go. And look at what you're doing. You're extending your gifts to people that are well beyond the radio and even podcasts.
Thank you for noticing.
Subconscious powers. Now, this really got my attention. And the reason why is because I believe that we're all spiritually connected to the universe. And I wish we could get more people to believe in it. And then along comes your book. And I'm going, oh, my God, we're on the same page here.
Oh, I love that. Synchronicity.
Well, the opportunity to use the inner part of your mind to create the life that you've always wanted. You know, one of the things that I learned with Gene Simmons is if you don't think it's bigger than life, nobody else will. And so I think that it all starts with the inner side. Do you not?
I do. And he's the perfect person to speak to that, isn't he?
He sure is. And so are you. So to put it in book form, that had to be like, is it one of those where you had to sit there and question yourself saying, how am I going to make this street language to where people grip it and then activate it?
Yes, because I was used to seeing people in private practice. And so it's very different when it's that one-on-one experience and you have, you know, their real stories to then turn that into self-hypnosis. So without me hypnosis, right? So that was the challenge, but it turned out to be the most fluid thing. It just, again, like how you believe, is that it just literally emerged because it was meant to. And the path that book took from inception to then shelf was so perfectly interesting. You know, it took its own twists and turns because once you create it, it's like it has its own life and it knows what that life needs to be.
Self-hypnosis versus meditation. Not the same, is it?
Completely different. So meditation is zoning in where you're focusing on your breath and you're pushing thoughts away. That's the basis of most meditation. For hypnosis, you are zoning out. You're not focusing on your breathing. You're not focusing on thoughts coming or going. You allow them to flood in. You're an open vessel, so you're zoning out, much like daydreaming.
Now, during these COVID-19 days, what do you think people are doing? You know that there's people pushing things out, but they just don't know what to do with it.
Oh, yeah. They're eating and drinking and smoking.
Well, you just nailed it.
I did.
But that's,
I've heard from just about all of them.
It amazes me, though, that a lot of people are finding answers in that, and that's not the answer. That's creating future problems because, I mean, just a few minutes ago, I read that the divorce rate in this nation is up 31% in 7 months.
I believe it. You know, too much of what you know. Too close. You know, we're migratory beings, and we're meant to keep on the move, and we're nomadic, and so we're not meant to sit at home. And it's funny because, not funny, but interesting in the sense that it's probably not even the marriage, you know, it like just really is those confines and the fear and the anxiety and all those things. It's just the thing you can change is the marriage. You know, you can't leave yourself. I used to say to my husband, just joking, I said, you know, go ahead and leave. That's fine. At least you can. I'm stuck with me, you know. Lucky you. Right.
That's so funny because I've used that line in the way of saying, look, you don't know what's going on inside of my head. Don't try to write a story. Just ask me the questions.
Oh, that's good. Oh, I'll have to use that. I like that.
Now, hypnosis is one of those things that they'll go to a Renaissance festival to see hypnosis, or they'll go to a magic show or a comedy club and stuff like that. But and they always say that you've got to be able to believe in hypnosis before anything takes place. Is self-hypnosis the same way?
So it's an interesting thing because we're constantly in trance anyway. Trance is a natural state. It's 100% organic, sustainable, non-invasive. It's all of those things and passes all of the, you know, now the things. No gluten. It's gluten-free. Easy to digest. Probiotic. All of that. But anyway, it's completely natural. And what happens is when you're driving a long stretch of highway and you kind of zone out, or you're staring at the refrigerator and you don't remember what you were hungry for, watching children play with a ball, anything that entrances us or mesmerizes us is our screensaver mode. It's where we're literally zoning out. That zoning out is so natural that we don't even realize we're doing it. And then when your child, or, you know, even yourself or your spouse, you know, pay attention to me. I'm right here. You know, what are you thinking about? You don't want to interrupt someone in their daydream. You want them to do that because all of the inspirations, all of the motivations, all of the aha moments, all of these creative spaces and things that are so wonderful about us start to happen. And it feels so good because that's where things like Mozart, for example, historically is a great advocate and was addicted to hypnosis. And in trance, he would compose his operas and was very well known to have done that. So you don't want to ever interrupt that kind of thing. I kind of talked through your question now. I forgot what you asked me. I think I'm going to go to trance to remember.
Well, you brought me to several different levels here in the way of, do you think that's one of the reasons why people are so uncomfortable with the present headlines, is because we've been trying to escape. We're trying to get into these trances, but we're constantly reminded of the realm of the real world.
Yes. And food puts us in trance. Alcohol puts us in trance. You know, when people are zoning out on drugs, alcohol, whatever, that's that state they're trying to achieve. And so it's kind of like, you know, leave us alone. Don't wake us up. Turn the lights back off. Right. It's exactly what you're saying. I mean, even simple things like driving to the office, or, you know, our normal ritualistic habitual things we do, all of that was interrupted. So it forced us into this new us. And so a lot of people, you know, didn't feel at the moment during March like rising to the occasion. People still, you know, we have the issue with mask, no mask, this, no that. You know, it's just interesting. Now we're coming out of our trance of COVID, and COVID did put us in our trance. I have now what I call COVID 15, and that's that 15 extra pounds. I personally don't have it, but it's that fifth. It's like the college 15 or the freshman 15. COVID 15 is that extra 15 everybody put on during, you know, trying to soothe and trying to entrance themselves out of, you know, this harsh reality we entered.
The name of the book is Subconscious Power. How difficult is it for the average person to align the conscious mind with the subconscious desire?
So super easy. The reason is because it's our natural state. It's where we want to be. It's, again, where greatness comes from. We tend to listen to the chatter, and the chatter is loud. You know, what your in-laws think, and what your children think, and your parents think, and all of these things, your friends and neighbors, colleagues. It doesn't matter. You yourself, and this isn't one of those, oh, the powers within within you. It is within you, but we know that. It's more of tapping into it. Take 1 week. I challenge you to take 1 week where you follow your gut instincts, you follow your impulses, you follow all of your instincts, and see how that week goes for you. Just do that for 1 week and you'll see the big difference. These hacks, I have, it's full of hypnotic hacks, and these are super, super easy to do. I was going to say earlier, you know, I have long red hair and, you know, fair skin and this and that, and I live in Las Vegas. And so when I say I'm a hypnotist, people say, oh, where and when is your show? And I laugh because I say, you know, no, it's clinical hypnosis. And that's the primary difference, is that these are things that were really built already for the structure of. You don't have to go out and get anything. The book is simply a guide and a manual of how to use something that you've already come into this experience with. We all have it.
So it's sharpening your skills then, your own personal skills, in order to do this in the way that, you know, like staring at yourself in the mirror before you go out and walk onto a stage.
100%. It's the you inside of you, and we all know who that is. It's just really sharpening this subject of you. There's not a more selfish self-help book on the market than this book. It's all about you. It's not about how others feel about you. It's not how to portray yourself to anyone. It's all you, 100% selfish. That's what I love about it.
So how do we put this book to work for us during these COVID-19 days? Because, and you know, you can look at everything else that's going on in the world, and it's a breakdown. We need to start building back up.
100%. And it's inside of us. That's the good news, not outside of us. So it's an internal process. All you do is when you grab the book, just start reading. It's super simple. I couldn't have made it simpler. And the reason was because I didn't want journaling. I didn't want self-reflection. I didn't want any of that. I wanted it fast, cheap, and easy. I wanted it now.
That's very Vegas of you to talk like that.
Thank you.
Yes, listen to you.
Thank you.
Now you kind of touched on the hypnotic hacks. I mean, that you hear hacks and you think somebody's trying to hack into your computer. Is it one and the same?
So hacks are just simply, you know, exercises, but they're fast. I mean, the shortest one is probably 30 seconds. We could do it right now if you'd like. You literally just stare at a point in front of you, and then let your eyesight diffuse to either side. So you're engaging in your periphery. If you don't understand what that means and you're listening, just put your hands up to either side of your eyes, slightly in front, and wiggle your fingers. And when you can see that your eyesight is diffused to see to the left and to the right at the same time while staring at the spot, you've entered peripheral vision. This is the fastest way to exit a negative emotion. Let's say you feel anxious, you feel panicked, you feel fearful, whatever that is, angry. You literally just stare at a spot, let your eyesight diffuse to both sides at the same time, and that negative emotion disappears. It feels good. It's an easy way to get back to sleep. If you wake up in the night, you just close your eyes and imagine that focal point in front of you, and then let your eyesight diffuse from there.
You got to be turning this into a podcast. You can't just keep this in a book form, and you've got to get out of that office. Are you going to create a podcast?
You know, funny you mentioned it, just did. Yes, it's called Kimberly and the Queen, and we're just working on it now.
That's fantastic, because this is the kind of stuff that people need. And I think that they, you know, the words are words in a book, because you know how we are with reading books. We get our own interpretation, but we need to tune into something that's going to hear you share it. And this way, then, to me, that's where the activation lives.
Thank you. Thank you. Agreed.
You got to come back to the show anytime in the future, Kimberly. The door is always going to be open for you.
I appreciate you so much. Thank you.
Well, you be brilliant today, okay?
Thank you. I appreciate it. Talk to you soon. Looking forward.
That's Played Forward. You can hear other conversations just like this one on my three other podcasts, Like It's Live, Unplugged and Totally Uncut, and View from the Writing Instrument, all found on every digital platform.